Kasha Pina. Again, Machlok Rashi and Tosfos. Either, let's see if we can chazal this over and get it clear. Either the Kasha was, according to Rashi, the Kasha was, that even though it's saying Ma over here, but we're getting two Ma from. We're getting two Ma from. Kesem and Sil, which is the minimum thing, which is Ma. So that determines, just like Kalim are two, Kesem is two. That's what Rashi learned. Tosfos learned, since dinner is the minimum, why are you jumping to Ma? And third to that is Ma Kim Zabachoshim of Kesed Zabachoshim. That's the Pashra question and answer both to Rashi and Zitoshi. New Kasha, Baita, Vare Meister. What about Meister? Dixi Bitarta Kesed Biadecha? This is talking about Meister Sheni, right? It says Bitarta Kesed Biadecha, if you want to be Poyda the Meister Sheni. Right, instead of bringing down the payers to Yerushalayim, you want to be paid to them on the money, and bring the money down to Yerushalayim. So it says it starts the kesef yedecha. Utinan, Mishnah says, "Haporeid sela mimoyis ma'aser sheni." Haporeid sela mimoyis ma'aser sheni. What does that mean, Rashi? Haporeid sela mimoyis ma'aser sheni. Matskona b'sham oimer b'kol aser mois b'kol aser la mois miu shemin mino shechila tchila ma'ase b'puto shel nechoshes v'atov ba the freud ben sela. It's talking about using the ma'ase sheni to change money, right? So you can take the most ma'ase sheni and exchange them for a sela. So if you exchange them for a sela, that means that you had prutos. Why? Because the seller can only be broken down into prutos. That's the understanding. Meaning, if you have change of a seller, that automatically means you have prutos. Has to be. Okay. So, Mavela, you see that there were prutos here, and which means that when you were originally pointed the Meister Sheni, before you changed the money, you had been pointed them onto prutos. And the pasuk says it has to be kesef. So you see kesef with prutos. We have a right kesef with the prutus. Here it says kesef hakesef kesef riba. That's a special riboy. Okay. Over there it's a special riboy, so you can't bring a right. Next. Then the ha kesef means fake prutus, which are normally not kesef. Normally not considered kesef by the Torah. And you could include it in the din of kesef over here also. Yeah, I mean, the meaning is the extra. The extra b-boy is basically saying it's not silver.
Or kesef. It means that it's
kesef. Right. Normally kesef has to be silver. Here kesef could be anything that's called money. Right. The extra b-boy is basically saying that though it's money. That's right. That's right. Even though it's nechosh. The extra b-boy is changing the meaning of the word, really, from silver to money. Okay, fine. Next kasha, hektish. You saw it, right? Very hektish. By hektish it says not some kind of a kamlai, which means when you want to be poyda something out of hektish and make it chulin, you have to give money, you have to give kesef hektish in order to redeem the what was there before. Very hektish shechiv not some kind of a kamlai. But Shmuel, hektish shavu money shechiluloi al shavu pruta mechulin. Meaning Shmuel is saying that you don't need the full value of what you're being poisoned from Hekdesh. You just need a mice opinion. So the mice opinion is enough, even if it's one pruta. That's what Shmuel says. Even though the value is much more. See, Shmuel calls it a shava pruta. And yet it says in the pasuk kesef. Yeah. Hasanami. Hasanami kesef kesef. Over there we have a gzimishoda. It says kesef by being poyta by Zersheni. It says kesef by being poyta hekdish. And we learn the two out from each other. But all the other kesef in the Torah, that's something else. That's it, right? That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, but oy, the hokuk stuff, it says kesef an extra time. But either way, here there's a special limit to learn out that it doesn't have to be silver. Okay. Rashi says Gzeira Shavit. Hasanami Kesef Kesef.
What?
Yolof mi Maiser. Kesef Kesef, Yolof mi Maiser. Ah?
Why is using that Kesef? Is there a reason why you're...
You mean once you're learning... Yeah, you mean once...
That would use other places.
Yeah. So the Chayra, the Pshat is because they're both pidyon.
Yeah.
If you look at Rashi, Rashi's Lashon is, Rashi by Kesef Kesef says, Gomer pidyon ekdesh with pidyon Maiser.
Yeah.
And you're right. Aval sha'ar kesef shabatar lo yodok minei de lo yidomu, because they're not similar. That's what Rashi is coming to say. Right? Once you're saying it's one of the albums, there's a Shabbos, so maybe you should learn every kesef in the Torah from the same thing. So I said, no, these two times kesef are a specific type of kesef. It's a kesef pidyon. Everywhere else, it's a different type of kesef. Kesef kedushin is a different type of kesef. So mainly you don't learn out to anywhere else, just by being pointed from Meisim, being pointed from Ekdesh. Next kasha. Barei kiddushi isha. What about kiddushi isha? Dichsev ki yikach ish ubala. Vagomar kika kikach misdei Ephron. Right, we learn out. Kika kikach misdei Ephron. Then isha is nekdis with kesef. With nan. And the Mishnah says, v'sila oimim b'pruto v'sha b'pruto. What about what v'sila says by kiddushin? The Silva condition says the Pruta works. So,
listen now.
So, Tzviza asking, 1 second. We only said this to explain B'Shamai, but you're asking from the Silva? So, Enochanam. So, what the Gemara really means to ask is the next line. Name of Rav Asi, the Omaka B'Shamai. That's really the Kasha. The Kasha is, if this is in fact the Pshat in Bedas B'Shamai, and it's all based on Rav Asi's statements that Kesef Alma B'Torah is Kesef Tzuri, so Rav Asi going against B'Shillel. That's what we're meant to ask. Yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly right. That's what Mary is asking from B'Shillel onto B'Shamai. We know they argue. Mary is asking Rav Asi, how could Rav Asi side with B'Shamai? So Mary says, Elo Yitma Och Yitma. Om Rav Yudah Om Rav Asi called Kesef Kotzav Om Rav Toira Kesef Tzuri B'Shol Devrayim Kesef Medina. You have to change what he said. He only made this statement on something which was Kesef Kotzav, where the Torah gave a specific amount how much Kesef it's talking about. On that type of Kesef, that's what Rav Asi said has to be Kesef Tzuri. Kedushin? The Torah didn't say how much Kedushin to give, how much Kesef. Is that Kesef Kotzav? And therefore, Rav Asi's statement never went on Kiddush. So Rav Asi is not going against Beis Hillel. Rav Asi could agree to Beis Hillel that Kiddush is only a Pruto. Bishamai takes hold that which Rav Asi said is true even by Kiddush. That's true. The Pshat was saying in Bishamai, at least according to Rav Yosef, is that Bishamai holds even by Kesef Kiddush, it goes only because of Tzuri. But it's not what Rav Asi said. Rav Asi limited to Kesef Kotzav. And Mamel, it's not a steer to that to Beis Hillel, because Kedushin is not Kesef Kotzav.
So Rav Asi would not learn the Kesef Kotzav, would not learn that Kesef
Kotzav. You would. What do you mean actual Kesef?
Okay, what's the word saying by Kedushin? What is it saying?
It's just saying that you see this sort of thing. The Torah is saying by Kedushin that there's Kesef. So this kesef, it should have been that you can't use a pruto, according to Rav Asi. And Matilda says you can use a pruto. So Sarah says, Rav Asi never said by all kesef in the Torah you can't use a pruto. He just said by kesef kotzav b'Torah. Rashi gives examples. The 50 of Kenat, the 30 of Eved, the 100 of Moshe Shemra. All those going to Rav Asi must be kesef tzuri. But kesef in general, the word kesef in general can mean money. No. The question is, even by kesef, that's not kesef, like kedusha. But Rav Asi only said what he said because of Kotzitz. Rav Asi can even fit according to Bishlamet.
Okay, this is all saying, we're trying to understand Bishlamet. So this is saying, initially we're having Rav Asi's reason for Bishlamet because of his concept of Kesef meaning always Kesef
too. Yeah, Rav Yosef's still saying that. That's still true. Rav Yosef Amar Tamai the Bishlamet, that's dilemmas. This is what Bishlamet's saying. But Rav Asi never said that. Rav Asi said it only by Kesef Kotzitz. Bishamai is saying what Rav Asi said, but even in a case of loikot. That's all. So Rav Asi, we thought Rav Asi was running with Bishamai this whole time. It's not true. Rav Asi was running with Beis Hillel. Because he never said it, but he never said by Kesef that's not Kotzim. It has to be because of Tzuri. That's the Rabbonim. Something else. We're not talking about that now. We're talking about the first part. Cast of Kotz of Tzuri.
That's talking about
Kotz of
Kedushin.
No. That's something else. The name is Derabonim. No. But Derabonim, they're a different currency. Kotz of Medina. That's not Nogayat, though. That's part of what he said. Vasi says
only things that are cut
from the Torah have to be cut from the Torah. Something that's not cut from the Torah, that could even be a proof of. That's only because of Beis Hillel. That's right. Vasi does not. Vasi is going with Beis Hillel. Vasi is going with Beis Hillel. That's what he says. That's what he says. The first quote, Vasi is going with Beis Hillel. It's not true. Vasi is going with Beis Hillel.
Beis Hillel is that. Why can't Rav Asi just say, why is this limud from Kizukim with Zafron to...
That's how we know Kesef Kedushin, that's all. How do you know...
Why does that have to be totally accepted by Rav Asi?
Why does it have to be what?
The problem with Rav Asi is saying, if you hold that Kesef is just solid, that Kesef ever in the Torah means that story.
Yeah.
So now you're forced to hold Beis Hillel.
Right.
Really? Is that you're forced the only way?
Yeah.
You are?
Because the Torah says Kesef by Kedushin. Kizukichim is different. It means Kesef. So if a Kotev asks me, that can't be approved, then Rav Asi is arguing Beis Hillel. Why isn't it any other time the Torah says Kesef? We know because we give a Shabbat, okay? But still the Torah is saying that it's Kesef. Meaning that's what the Gezeirah Shavah Kishon gave them a different teacher thought. Kedushin works with Kesef. But once you know that, it's like any other Kesef in the Torah. So that was the Gemara had to say, no, Rav Asi didn't say it. Rav Asi only said it by Zafron.
If I say
Zafron,
what's the Kesef asked
Zafron?
What did it say?
You buy your Sunday with Kesef. Kesef is Sunday Siknu.
And over there must be Kesef first?
Yeah, sure.
Has it as first?
It's before the terrace of the Gemara.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, why should it be any different? Why should it be any different?
You say that the only way you can buy property.
Yeah. If you want to have a kinyan kesef midoraita, then that's what it has to be. Lechayra. Even though it's not as because of yichnu, it's a pasuk and nach really. It's not a pasuk chumash. But. I saw them. And it's not the Kesef doesn't kach me many. Yeah, that's where we're learning it from. Yeah, and Enechinami. That's Enechinami.
But over there, doesn't it specify Shekel Kesef? Doesn't it say specific over there?
Yeah, but that's... Yeah, that's just because it happens to be paid that much for the Southern. It's not saying that Kedushin is that amount, or
why?
Every time you've been told you have to use that amount.
Well, why? Your mom is learning out. If that's the Kesef is talking about, and that Kesef is specifically talking about Kesef Tzuri, it's not even better because it's Kotzev even.
No, but it's not Kotzev. Kotzev means...
Right, when a Torah says you have to pay a certain amount.
Yeah, it's a certain amount.
But still, but if it's really just...
You're not going to... It can't mean that... It can't be Kotzev. If you're Kotzev, that means the Torah is saying every time you want to buy a Sod, you have to pay 400 shekels.
Right.
It doesn't mean that. We know it doesn't mean that. Yeah, and
that's how you learn
out of
this
fight. Yeah, and Akhenami, but he's saying, it's good, that, right, that was the kasher, so Rav Asi going like Bishamai.
No, but why is that Bishamai? The reason why, you can have a set of a And the only reason why by
yeah.
by Kesher Kedushin
yeah.
it works that way.
Why could have a pruto?
So how do you get
it? How do you have a pruto by Kesher Kedushin in front of Israel? How are you getting a pruto? If Kesher always has to be Kesher Tzuri, how are you getting a pruto? So the Tzaddik says he only said it by Zabba Kotzim, that's all. He only said it by Zabba Kotzim. That's how we're fixing the problem. So Rav Asi goes with the Bishalom. Rav Asi, when somebody said Kotzim, meaning when the Tzaddik says this is a much of this specific, you know, like the Gemara is going to, like the case of the Gemara is going to bring it in a minute. Otherwise, Kotzim means money. Bishamel is not that way, you're right. Shamehul, even Kedushin has to be Kesef Tzuri, according to Rav Yosef, according to this, the one who's learning this way. But not Rav Asi. Rav Asi never meant that. All right, let's do it. So, Zok Gemara, so my Kamash Malon. So if Rav Asi only said what he said by Kesef Kotzim, so then what's the Chiddush from Rav Asi? We already know this from a Mishnah or a Braisa, whatever this is over here, Tanino. We already know it from Tanoim. We didn't even have asked you for this. Why? Because it says, Chamish Shlom Shal Ben, right, the five Shlom of Bidin Ben, Shloshim Shal Eved, the 30 Shlom of Yeshua kills an Eved, Chamishim Shal Oynes Shal Mephateh, the 50 that you pay for Oynes Shal Mephateh, Meyah that you pay for Majishemra, Kulam Veshekel HaKodesh, Bimonet Tzuri. So we already have a Mefurish or Braisa or Mishnah. You know what this is, a Mishnah or Braisa? Okay. Mishnah in Bechorus. That when you have Dover Kotzuv, you need to get some Tzuri. So that means at the end of the day, all Ravasi came to tell us was exactly what we already knew from this Mishnah. So what's going on? No. We needed Ravasi. Why? Deloitte, for the things that are not mentioned in the Mishnah. I'm sorry, I read that totally wrong. The Mishnah ended by the words Bamanatsuri. The Kash was Rav Asi is not teaching us anything new. The Teret is Vishel Devrayim Kesem Medina Tzichalei Deloitte Nan Enachinami. The entire Chiddush Rav Asi is only the second part of what he said. Shel Devrayim Kesem Medina, because that's not included in the Mishnah. Very good. And ain't a chinam. This was saying, the first part of Rav Asi's memra was not a chiddush. The only part was a chiddush was the second part. Yeah. The Tanya. Rav Asi has or the Tanan it should say, because that's also a Mishnah Bava Kama. Hatukeh lechaveroi noisin loy sela. Right. Where do you see that? Kesef Divrayim plays a role. Because the din is that if you hit your friend in his ear, you hit him on the ear, or you've made a loud noise in his ear, you have to pay him a sela. That's how much comes out when Mesake, that you have to pay him for the average person. So Rav Asi says, "Bechadish does." You should know when the Chazal said pay a sela, it means Kesef Medina, not Kesef Tzuri. It's only 1/8 of Kesef Tzuri, like we said before, and he's telling you the value of the Derabbanan. The loy tim, you shouldn't think my sela arba zuzi, that it's 4 zuz, because that's kesef tzuri. Ella, you should know my sela paga de zuzi, it's only half a zuz, right? Because that's 1/8, like we said, kesef medina is only 1/8. Zavidin, should call the paga de zuzi, stira. And even though, because I'll call it a sela, that's already a normal way of calling it, that you call half a zuz and a stira a sela. That's the Chiddush of Rav Asi. It's just from the Rabbanon. That's the Chiddush of Rav Asi. Don't think of Sela means Sela Tzuri. It means really 1/8 of that. That's all. You know the Gemara in Bava Kama with Chanan Yusha, where it's Dokei Alech Averoi, and it told him he has to pay half a zuz. It comes out from here, he has to pay half a zuz. So he didn't have change. So he hit him again, and he paid him whole zuz. Chanan Yusha. Okay. Ad kan divrei Rav Yosef. So far we have a two-way machlokes. What's pshat v'shamay? Rav Zera said, because an ish's makped is not to take less than a dinner. Rav Yosef said, because v'shamay holds that, it has to be kesef tzuri. Okay, pshat number 3 in v'shamay, Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Shemalok, keeping track. Shemalok is right there. Tamayit v'shamayit to the Chizkiyo. What's Chizkiyo? The Amr Chizkiyo. Amr Kra, the Pasuk says, V'hefte, you should redeem Milam Nitshim Begores V'pinyoyin V'yoytso. When you sell an Amr Yavriya for 6 years, so you could detract from her opinion and she go out early. Meaning, you sold her for 6 years at $600, and now she's there for 3 years. You could pay $300, and she'll leave early. That's how much is left from the cheshbon, right? That's what it means. That's the pshat. Yeah, you want to see Rashi? Let's look at Rashi quickly. Because here's the common pirkin, the katani. It says later when we're going to get to the avodim sugya soon. The whole 10 plots from Yiddal until 15 plots from Yiddal to Chatzes. The avodim sugya, those are hard sugya. We'll probably do most of that more here. Sell a bag, yeah, because the kids going to come and figure the katani got the evidence every coin is that smite the gear and kesser. He can be coin himself back by reducing the price. Shemachashim and Madoinov, you make a cheshm with the master. Keshabal lifted, says, that's what he wants. He poisoned himself. Pekak, for kachtoni. This is what you bought me for. But why you call the Shabdani al Shishon, but you can only keep me for 6 years. Nimta coin of a dot to the Shon of Pekak, Pekak. So it comes out, like I said, $600, it comes out $100 per year. So let's catch how many years they already worked. Let's say, because of Nasi, the Mayor of the Shonim Alolo reduced the amount of the years they already worked. It's all a shah, you take the rest, right? You take the $300 remaining, and I'll go out. The Amrina, we say, Minon and Mila, how do we know that? How do you know you could do that? The Amrchitzki of a Hefta, the Loiksiv and Niftis, Mash Mashaab Adonair Messiah de Yoinu. The Zerosh Magras Pidyoin of Yoitzis, Alma Ein Amibriya Nikdis Bapochas Midinner. So we learn out from the Hefta that this is how it works. So the Adam makes a cheshbon how much he really paid, and he is Mechuyab to let her go, you know, see that cheshbon if the father comes with money or whoever comes with money to pay her out early, whatever it is, Amibriya, whatever, it's the same din. Yeah, and the Adam is Messiah, and they poison her out. But meaning even what Rashi means, like even if it had been this would have meant pay money and point it out. But here, no, it means the cheshbon with the Alden that he has to give up those years of work, see what he paid for. Like that, those years of work, he's required to take his money back. That's what we learned out from the Hefta. So therefore what? So Dr. Gemara like this. So Iyamit Bishlomba, the Yavla dinner, if he originally paid for her dinner, so I understand that you can lessen the amount until you get to a pruto. But if he paid for a pruto, because the minimum amount of kesef is pruto, right? Mi pruto mi megara. Can you lessen the cheshbon of a pruto?
Let's say you bought it for a pruto. Right.
That's right. What's the minimum amount? Whatever the
by a woman for 100 years.
Whatever the minimum amount of kesef is, kesef, you have to, the kinyan kesef is how it works. If the minimum amount of kinyan kesef, it doesn't mean that every amavir was bought for pruta, but it means that you have to have a kim of the pasuk, even by a pruta. The pasuk has to be possible to be mekayim, even if you would have paid a pruta. That's the minimum amount of kesef. Hefta.
You give it all pruta back.
So 1 second. No. That's not what hefta means, though. Hefta means something megras. So it has to be that the minimum has an absharis to be megras. So bishlam is the minimum for dinner, but not if it's a pruta. So that's where he's learning it from. But before that, the Gemara has problems with that. Strictly Gemara, 1 second. What's your ayah? The Dumakin Kamara Kamara. Maybe all the Torah means is, hey, the Yavla dinner tigra. Maybe it's not true what I just said. Maybe you don't have to have a kim of this pasuk. Maybe the Torah just meant when you paid for a dinner or more than that, tigra a pruta. Then you could do the hefta. Hey, the Yavla pruta. But if you paid for a pruta, let's do a klaus. You can't do the hefta. How do you know the Torah means you have to be able to do the hefta? So if you pay, yeah, how do you know it has to be shaykh? Maybe not. If you pay the dinner, it has to be shaykh. Magaras for yoitza. If you pay the food, you can't be magaras for yoitza. That's all. The third didn't mean every amr shabriya has to be shaykh to be magaras for yoitza. If it's possible, it's possible. If it's not, it's not. Well, so let's see. Gemara says lo yisak daisik. It can't be. Why? Dor mizig yud. Ma yud af agadi boy miyod di boy loy miyod. Call heikat lo motzi miyod lo abes binis bini. What's the thing by yud? Yud, when we know what yud is. We had it before. When he marries Amavriya. So does every other have to marry Amavriya? No. He could do yid, he cannot do yid. But he has to be able to do yid. Am I nafkamina? You can't sell her to one of the arayos. Right? The Rashi brings down. Ain't a beer, right? The Gemara brings later Yud Chesem and Beis. Ain't a beer, Rashai, Lemoich, or the Christ, and she has two of them, and she
uncle's okay.
No, an uncle would be okay.
Tell her brother.
So you have to be shy to do yid. So Hachanami, so to over here, Kohere to the Matri Megara, if it's not possible to be Megaras V'yoytza, Le'av has been his bini. Fine. So we know that you need Megaras V'yoytza. You don't have to do it, but you have to be able to do it. And Memela, you can't have a pruto. So the Mari continues. The Gemara continues. The Kedusha Ish the Beshamai Nafkul Ma'amei Vriya. One second. So Beshamai learned this Ma'amei Vriya. Ma'amei Vriya Baputo Lumakanya Af Ish Baputo Lumakanya. That's where Beshamai got it from, that you cannot have a puto. I be'em a pog at the dinner, okay, but maybe half a dinner. Be'em a shtei putos, maybe two putos. All you need is that he can be garas v'yotza. But who says a dinner? And now the Gemara says the line which Rashi brought before. Kevin, I picked any fruit to cook my dinner. No. If the Torah went out of its way to say you need the hefta, I mean, the Torah's going out of its way to say a puta won't help you over here. Even though technically, maybe a puta would have been called kesef. A puta in general, the way we're learning now, according to this way of learning, much by Shlok, because even Bishami agrees, a puta in general is called kesef. But if you hear the Torah went out of its way to say a puta is not good enough, Mamela, we understand the Torah wants the Vachoshim, Mamela we put on the dinner. Which was exactly Toysa's Kasha and Rashi before. Before we were going with Asr of Yoysis, we were going with the understanding that those are Shlin of the Pruto. So you can't apply the same logic. All of you here by Amavriya, the Pshat is, there is such a thing as a Pruto. It's Kesef the Pruto. Just by Amavriya, we see the Torah was Makfin. And Mamela, we can have a Svara that once the Torah is Makfin, not to use a Pruto, it didn't want you to use two Prutos either, it wanted you to use a dinner. But Rashi, the way Rashi was applying it before, Frank Toysa, that's the same thing. That's the Gemara says over here. They still won't learn from Amir Briya. He won't learn from Amir Briya. No, not that he doesn't have to argue on this din, but he can hold.
He doesn't learn
from that to Kedushin. Number four, Rav Amar, I didn't talk to Hisham, but he says, okay, Hefker. Rav says, Enechanami, very simple. Rava says, Rashi says, really need their bottom, because otherwise where's Rava taking it from? He's saying that the Pshat is in a Chinami, Bishamah doesn't argue with Silva at all. Kesef is a Pruta. The Bishamah holds that there's a Din Darabonon, and it shouldn't be, Benoit Stok Hefker, it's not proper to do it for Pruta, so therefore Chazal Misakin a dinner. That's what Rava learned, very simple. With your bonus to come to the Bishamai, Rashi said. Has to be, because it's not a deraisa, so the Rav is just saying there shouldn't be kafka. It's not proving from any pasuk or anything. It means Darbana. According to Rav, according to Bishamai, on a deraisa level, she would do misconnection with the priest. That's correct. Yeah, here Rashi says that same svara. Came in that pixi be pruto. Amachashivus to be in. Of muadin or the koshes. I didn't yet find a terrace for Rashi. How Rashi can apply that svara to the das of Yosef. Toysi, Kasha, and Rashi. Saw a terrace for it? I didn't see a terrace for it yet. I didn't. But the Kasha, for now we'll even go for the Kasha on that. Even though I did not look in the Makli yet, that's the truth. Because I had it was here, I wasn't at home. No, the Kasha is, if the Gemara here is saying a Svara, it came and that fixed him in Pruto, the Gemara, the Torah obviously wants it over Choshev, and Mamela, the Gemara dinner, instead of two Prutos, instead of half a dinner. Means the Choshev is being on the Gemara dinner. Rashi used that same exact Svara in Rabbi Yosef. In Rabbi Yosef. Question is, how can you apply that to Rabbi Yosef? This from the Amivriya case, Prutus Kesef. And the Torah is saying over here it's not good enough. That means the Torah is saying something. Over here it's not good enough means we need something more kosher than the norm over here. So that gives you right to assume that the Torah wants me to jump over half a dinner or two Prutus or more, like Rashi said before, and go to a dinner. I understand that. But the Da'as of Yosef, that the Peshat of the Gemara was, there's no such thing as a Prutus, because Kesef Suri, a Prutus doesn't exist. So who told you to jump over the mall and go to dinner because Midas HaChashiv is Bina? But the fact that the Torah doesn't allow Pluto, I see that it wants a Midas HaChashiv is the Charanat. All I see is that we're dealing with a currency and Pluto doesn't exist. So what gives you the right to jump? Rashi is applying the same story over there. Twice as that, there's a big silence in the place. I didn't yet see a Teres on that Kasha.
Where's
Rashi says it on Yudam Ralph. On Yudam Ralph, sorry.
So
it's the bottom of Yidalef Amidalef. So the Gemara says in Yidbeis Amidalef.
Yeah.
The Rashi applies in Yidalef Amidalef. Towards the bottom of it. Came in the Kmua. Came in the Afik Semi Pruta Kmua at dinner. It's right before Gufa. I did not look in the Matna yet, so maybe I'll report back to you. I don't know. But the other places I looked, I didn't see really. Okay, Azkan. Do you saw Terrence? Ellie? I had a stickle here, yeah. Come in the middle of the grave. I had a stickle thing over here. Stand just for fun. Listen to this. I wrote here inside of my Gemara. One second. Yeah. Listen to this. I had a shtickle hora. I was learning Bava Kama. It says in Bava Kama, the Mem Gemo Medeis. Abaya asks the sphere, Abaya asks the kasha, from Rish Lakish, I'm going to be Yechonon. Hakosh Lakish said this, Yechonon said this. Whatever the singing was over there. The Gemara says, what do you mean? What's the kasha? Gaba karamis. You can't ask the Vishlam if someone was saying to himself, so you can ask. The Sudavan Amaram. You can't ask from him to him. Yes, yeah, what was Abaya asking? So the Ra'ah in the sheet over there says, Abaya held that since the Talmud said one thing, the Vadai, the Rebbe also held that way also. And Mamele had a kasha from Rabbi Shlokish to Rabbi Yechonon. Abaya held you can ask from the Talmud to the Rebbe. You see a kasha in the Gemara Bava Kama on Rish Lakish based on the Baya's assumption that you're supposed to hold like you have to hold like the Rebbe. So I can ask on you for Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara answered Gaba Gaba Karabbis. The two different Amaran. You can ask one to the other. But Baya held that no, they have to hold the same. Yeah? So I had a raya from this Gemara, the Rish Lakish himself, who's the one that Baya was asking over there, doesn't hold the Kabbalah. Rish Lakish himself holds, no, there's no, you can't ask from the Talmud to the Rebbe. The Talmud is allowed to hold something different than the Rebbe. The Talmud is allowed to hold something different from the Rebbe. How do you see that from this Rish Lakish? For Rish Lakish says here that Pshat and Beishamai, he bases the Pshat and Beishamai on the assumption that you have to be able to be Megaraz V'yotze. How does he know you have to be able to be Megaraz V'yotze? He knows that from years. Because yid, you have to give him a kayim yid. Yeah? So b'shamay sheet of the dinner is based on holding that you must be able to be kayim yid. The Gemara in Yud Ches Amud Beis has a machlokes. Ain meichel the kroivim. You can't sell it to kroivim. Why? Because you have to do yid. Rabbi Eliezer oimer meichel the kroivim. You can't sell the kroivim. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't have to be mekayim yid. You can sell it to kroivim. Yid is something you do if you can do it. But if you can't do it, then it's okay too. According to Rabbi Eliezer, this doesn't work out. Yeah? According to Rabbi Eliezer, this doesn't work out. Rashi brings the Masechet Shabbos of Kuf Lamed that Rabbi Eliezer was from Talmidei Shammai. So according to Abaya, that the cheetahs have to work out together. Over here they're not working out together. So the same pshat v'das v'shammai based on not holding with Rabbi Eliezer. And Reish Lakish himself is the one who's saying this pshat. So the Raya that Abaya who asked on Reish Lakish to come a kama, how can you hold not like the Rebbe? It's even Shlok, but my hell, that's not a taina. You can have two different shittas. The Rebbe had one shittas, Shammai, or Beis Shammai, who held like Shammai. And Rebbe has the Talmud, a different shittas. Alright, so why didn't the Bai ask him a Shlokish over here? Should have said, I'm going to buy you're saying Shad Beis Shammai, can they get Rebbe Eliezer? Must be the Bai was Makabal the Terrence of the Gemara over there. Once the Gemara answered the Bai, Gabba Karamas, the Gemara Bai was Makabal. It's not true. You can't ask from the Talmud of the Rebbe. Otherwise, you should have attacked Reish Lakish in our Gemara. That's Al-Derech Pilpul. Thank you.